Washington Square Park, Manhattan. On the far side of the arch, built to commemorate the centennial of his inauguration, George Washington looks out up Fifth Avenue. On the opposite side, three kids kick a soccer ball around on the flagstones. A blonde girl in a tank top and shorts skates through them, lost in the music of her personal stereo.
Hey! We got a game here!
Get it, Franklin. Just kick the ball.
Morpheus, Lord of Dreams, sits on the stone steps around the fountain. It is early summer, but hot. A water shortage means the fountain has been turned off. It is just a dry, open, circular space. He tears hunks of bread from a French loaf, flinging them out before him.
Here.
Dream is feeding the pigeons.
The Sandman. Sound of her wings.
It is a month since he returned Dr. D to Arkham Asylum. With the destruction of the Dreamstone, Morpheus looks stronger, healthier. He is dressed casually for him. An open black coat, black jeans, black sweater, with high lace-up black baseball boots. The pouch of sand is neatly attached to his belt. He isn't hot. He doesn't look uncomfortable. But something in his posture suggests he is not entirely content. He briefly locks eyes with a pigeon. It looks back inquisitively. Pigeons dream too. A stray kick sends the kid's soccer ball on an arc which will connect it forcefully with Morpheus's head. His eyes stare blankly, but he lazily raises his left arm and he catches it.
That was a killer catch, man. Totally wicked. Can I have the ball back?
Oh, this? Here.
Thanks. You want to play ball?
No, thank you. I am feeding the pigeons.
That's cool.
All right, you guys, let's change ends.
What are you doing?
The girl looks young, somewhere between 15 and 18 years of age. She is pale and skinny, with a tumbling mass of black hair. Her lips are pale, her eyeliner is black, and she wears a black camisole top with skinny black jeans, black soft boots, and a silver ankh on a chain around her neck. She could be a waitress in a pancake house. Morpheus ignores her.
I said, what are you doing?
Feeding the pigeons.
You do that too much, you know what you get. Fat pigeons! That's a line from Mary Poppins. Love that movie. You ever seen it?
No.
There's this guy who's utterly a banker, and he doesn't have time for his family or for living or anything. And Mary Poppins, she comes down from the clouds and she shows him what's important. Fun, flying kites, all that stuff. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
What?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Look, Mama! They fly away when I run by!
Utterly fantabulous word, huh? It means, you know, great, wonderful, ginchy, gnarly, peachy keen. It's a cute movie. Maybe not everybody's thing, but you know. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Mary Poppins. You know, cute. Okay, so, what's the matter?
What do you mean?
What's the matter? I know something's wrong. I mean, look at you, sitting here moping. It isn't like you.
No. Perhaps it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's wrong, but you're right. Something is the matter.
Go on.
When they captured me, imprisoned me in their box, I had just one thought. revenge.
These flowers smell nice.
By the time I freed myself, my original captor had gone the way of mortals, and I took my vengeance on his son. It felt fine, I suppose, but it didn't feel as satisfying as I had expected.
They wouldn't miss one flower, just for my hair. Go on.
In the interim, the dreaming had fallen apart. I needed my tools, long since stolen and scattered. One by one, I found them. Eventually, I found them. The pouch was relatively easy. To regain the helmet, I challenged a demon, dared the hordes of hell, faced down Lucifer himself. Oh. That only left the ruby.
Can I feed the pigeons? The bread?
Here.
Thanks. Go on, the ruby.
The ruby was... A human had been using it. I hate to think what toll it must have taken on his mind, on his soul. We fought in dreams. The stone, no longer mine, sucking me into its fabric. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking it was my life he was crushing, he destroyed the ruby. He destroyed it. It freed me. More than that, it freed everything of me that was in the stone. I got it all back. I was more powerful than I had been in eons. I returned the human to the madhouse. You see, until then I had been driven. I'd had a true quest, a purpose beyond my function, and then, suddenly, the quest was over. I felt drained, disappointed, let down. Does that make sense? I had been sure that as soon as I had everything back, I'd feel good. But inside, I felt worse than when I started. I feel like nothing. There. You asked. I'm sorry. Maybe I don't have an answer.
Have you finished?
Yes.
You could have called me, you know.
I didn't want to worry you.
I don't believe it. Let me tell you something, Dream, and I'm only going to say this once, so you better pay attention. You are utterly the stupidest, most self-centered, appallingest excuse for an anthropomorphic personification on this or any other plane. An infantile, adolescent, pathetic specimen. Feeling all sorry for yourself because your little game is over and you haven't got the balls to go and find a new one?
You threw the bread at me.
I don't believe this. Dream, you're as bad as Desire, or worse. Didn't it occur to you that I'd be worried silly about you?
I didn't think.
That's exactly it. You didn't think. You lummox, you overgrown, bubble-headed. Oh, give me strength.
Hey, look out!
Soccer ball.
I know.
Wow.
This your ball?
Say
something or close your mouth, kid.
Wow, another killer catch. You're as mean a ball player as your friend here.
He's not my friend. He's my brother, and he's an idiot.
This is your sister?
Just feeding the birds.
Wow.
Look, can't stay here all day. I got work to do. You can come with me, or you can stay here and sulk. I don't mind either way.
I'll come with you, I suppose.
Don't do me any favors.
So, hey, Fox, you want a soda? Could I see you again?
Sure, Franklin. You'll see me again. Soon.
Okay. Hey, how do you know my name's... Where'd they go?
You got the ball! Come on already!
Did you see that chick?
Soundless we travel. No heads turn to mark our passing. The churning crowd parts as we walk through it, looking everywhere else but not at us.
This is our dumpster.
In the world of the waking, of the living, we move silent as a breath of wind.
Somebody there?
As we pass them, people shiver and look away, mutter to each other.
Nah, keep looking.
Feels like someone walking over my grave. Like someone just walked over my grave.
Shut up, I'm hungry.
In here, third floor.
Violin music echoes down the stairwell, sounding frail and out of place. I recognize that tune, although it is being played very badly. I heard it last in London 200 years ago. The walls peel with damp and mold. Cockroaches scuttle fearlessly across the trash-strewn floor. The old man lies on a filthy sofa, fully dressed. His clothing is old and patched and torn. He's unshaven. Under his chin, he has a violin, cracked and battered, which he's playing with a bow. This seems neither comfortable nor easy for him.
Yes, I can pat a Romany Harry, can you?
Huh? Oh, I didn't hear nobody come in. Can I pat a Romany? Not so good. But I can fake a Bosch. It means to play the fiddle. I'm not a real Romany. Used to play the restaurants and clubs when I was younger. Scarf round me head. You pick up stuff. No, I'm no gypsy. I'm a Yid. An old London Jew dying lonely in New York, you know?
Yes, I know who you are, Harry. Do you know who I am?
You? You're... No. No, not yet. Please. Yeah, I know who you are. Oh, excuse me. Something I've got to say. Always used to wonder if I would, but, you know, what a hey. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Ehod. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one.
The body lies, grey and shrunken, upon the sofa.
I look so empty. I look so old.
Harry stands by my sister and myself, staring at it.
It's good that I said the Shema. My old man always said it guaranteed you a place in heaven, if you believe in heaven. So, I'm dead. Now what?
Now's when you find out, Harry. Come here.
She draws him close. From the darkness, I hear the beating of mighty wings.
I thought he was sweet, didn't you?
Sweet? I do not know. Perhaps. My sister, when I was captured, it was not me they wanted. It was you.
Yeah, I know. Come on, I don't want to miss the next one.
But if they had captured you, the consequences...
Shh, I want to hear this.
Hockey mask and Arkham Asylum fatigues! Seriously, don't you ever wonder about Batman, huh? How he got started? I could see him over breakfast saying to his wife, morning, hon. Listen, I got something to tell you. I quit the job at the ad agency.
The people seated at the tables do not seem amused.
It's the afternoon. Nobody wants comedy. They want to drink in peace, make assignations, do their deals. Esme has to fight for every laugh she gets. Beats waiting tables.
Talk this over with your analyst. And what about Robin?
They like her. She's enjoying the approval. The sweet laughter washing over her.
Kill someone.
Her hands are sweating.
And the microphone isn't grounded.
More where that came from.
Now she's going places. She's a scream.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a nurse, but you need to shut off the power.
It's off, lady. She tripped the stage breaker.
Let's take a look at her.
Those assholes. I don't believe it. That frickin' mic was live. Those cheap no good. Who are you? Oh. It's you.
So I just realized that's every comedian's nightmare, huh? Dying on stage? Oh, God.
I thought you were really funny.
No, but I would have been. Why couldn't I? Just had a few more lousy years. I would have made it to the top. Why?
I'm sorry, Esme. Your time was up. Come here, honey.
I hear the sound of her wings.
That's funny.
What is?
The graffiti. Nobody gets out of here alive.
You find it funny?
That gets me down, too. Mostly they aren't too keen to see me. They fear the Sunless Lands. But they enter your realm each night without fear.
And I am far more terrible than you, my sister. Where next?
New Jersey.
Down you go. Just a little nap. Oh, you're very sleepy. I'll be back in a moment with your bottle.
Sweet. Come here, honey.
But is that all there was? All I get?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Look, Goofball. Mom has got you something lovely. Honey?
I find myself wondering about humanity. Their attitude to my sister's gift is so strange. Why do they fear the Sunless Lands? It is as natural to die as it is to be born. But they fear her. They dread her. Feebly they attempt to placate her. They do not love her. Many thousands of years ago, I heard a song in a dream, a mortal song, that celebrated her gift, and still remember it. Death is before me today, like the recovery of a sick man, like going forth into a garden after sickness. Death is before me today, like the odor of myrrh, like sitting under a sail in a good wind. Death is before me today, like the course of a stream, like the return of a man from the war galley to his house. Death is before me today, like the home that a man longs to see after years spent as a captive. That poet understood her gifts. She has a function to perform, even as do I. The endless have their responsibilities. I have responsibilities. Of all the family, we are the closest. I walk by her side, and the darkness lifts from my soul. I walk with her, and I hear the gentle beating of mighty wings.
There you go. We came full circle. Back to Washington Square.
You have taught me something I had forgotten. I thank you, my sister.
Oh, that's what family's about, little brother.
I'm telling you, man. She said she'd see me again soon.
Listen, I've got to head back soon. It was good seeing you. Just have one last appointment, and then I have to go.
You have given me much to think about.
Yo, Franklin!
Oh, shit.
It's headed for the street.
Get the ball, bug brain!
I'll get it! I'll get it!
Franklin!
Wow. When that car came out, I thought I was gone for sure.
That's what you thought, huh?
Hey, it's you. When you said you'd see me again soon, I didn't think you meant this soon.
Hold that thought, Franklin.
What are the guys doing over by that car?
Now, before you say anything else, you better come with me. There's something you maybe ought to see.
Huh?
See a dream. Don't be a stranger, huh?
Goodbye, my sister. There is much to do in my kingdom. Much to restore, much to create. But that can wait. I have found the solace I sought, though not in the way I imagined. From my pouch of dreams, I conjure a handful of yellow grain. I throw the grain into the air, and I hear it. The sound of wings.